Hey there, and welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're cracking open Tim Ferriss's massive collection of wisdom, Tribe of Mentors. Sophie, with over 100 interviews in here, how do you even begin to wrap your head around it?
Hey there, Sam. It's actually simpler than it looks. Ferriss asked every single person the same 11 questions, so you get this incredible mosaic of answers on everything from morning routines to favorite failures. It's like getting a private peek into the minds of the world's most interesting people.
Right. And what struck me right away is that these aren't just surface-level tips. He's digging for the concrete stuff, the actual tools and mental frameworks they use to keep their lives on track.
Exactly. And the big theme that jumps out is that success is completely personal. So many of them push back on the whole wealth and fame thing. For some, it's about controlling your own schedule. For others, it's the depth of their relationships.
That's such a relief, honestly. It's like they're giving you permission to stop running someone else's race. You have to decide what a good life looks like for you, not what society tells you it should be.
And that starts with something as simple as your morning. The question about routines is probably the most famous one, and the answers are all over the place. Some people wake up at dawn to meditate. Others use that quiet time for deep work.
And a surprising number of them make their bed as the first small victory of the day. It's not about the specific action, it's the intentionality. They don't leave the start of their day to chance.
It's a ritual of control in a world that's often chaotic. Whether it's a cold plunge or 10 minutes of journaling, it primes your mind and body for the day ahead.
Okay, but my favorite question has to be the one about a simple purchase that changed their lives. You'd think it'd be all fancy gadgets, but a lot of them mention humble stuff like a white noise machine or a really good water bottle.
Right, it's never about the price tag. It's about solving a specific friction point. A good pair of shoes for someone who walks a lot, or a simple timer for someone who struggles with focus. Invest in tools that remove obstacles, not status symbols.
That's a great way to put it. But the part that really got me was the question about their favorite failure. These incredibly successful people opening up about their biggest setbacks. It's raw.
And that's where the book gets truly vulnerable. They're not sharing tales of easy triumph. It's a failed business that taught humility or a rejected manuscript that forced a writer to find their authentic voice.
The consistent message is that failure isn't the opposite of success. It's a prerequisite for it. The key is learning how to metabolize it. Feel the pain, extract the lesson, and move on without the shame.
That reframes the most painful moments as essential data points on the path to mastery. It's incredibly liberating.
And then there's the question about what book they gift the most. That's like a shadow library of wisdom. You see classics like Man's Search for Meaning pop up again and again.
And Meditations by Marcus Aurelius, which is all about focusing on what you can control. Plus The War of Art, which is a battle cry against creative resistance. You get a shortcut to the ideas that shaped these lives.
So what would they tell their younger selves? That question is a masterclass in regret and wisdom. And almost nobody says they'd work harder.
No, it's the opposite. They wish they'd taken more risks, been kinder to themselves, and started their passions sooner. And so many of them mention learning to say no more often.
To protect their time and energy from the demands of others. It's a reminder that the things we obsess over now often fade into irrelevance with time.
The book also gets into the practical weeds of productivity. A lot of them swear by batching similar tasks together and turning off notifications to create blocks of deep work.
And there's that two-list method. One list for what you will do, and another, more important list for what you won't do. Focus is about what you say no to.
And constraints. Using a timer to force yourself to work within a limited window, or creating a deadline to beat procrastination. It's all about managing your attention.
Beyond the tactics, there's this whole mindset layer. The concept of stoicism comes up a lot. They practice negative visualization, imagining the worst-case scenario to reduce its power over you.
And the idea of the dip. That long, difficult slog between starting something and mastering it. The mentors encourage you to embrace it because that discomfort is where the growth happens.
And here's something that surprised me. A lot of them talk about giving back, but not in a preachy way. They frame it as a selfish act. It brings them joy and meaning.
It's about finding a cause that resonates with you personally. A life focused solely on personal gain is ultimately empty. True fulfillment comes from contributing to something larger.
The structure of the book is designed for serendipity too. You're not meant to read it cover to cover. You flip through and find what resonates at that moment. It's a reference manual for the human spirit.
Feeling stuck? Look up how a famous investor handles indecision. Burned out? See how a world-class athlete recovers. It's a living document you can revisit again and again.
And the most reassuring takeaway for me is that these people still feel self-doubt. They haven't eliminated fear. They've just learned to act in spite of it.
They have this inner critic, but they've developed rituals to quiet the noise and take the next step. It's a message that hits right at imposter syndrome. You're not weak for feeling that way.
So it's not about copying anyone's system wholesale. You have to experiment, borrow pieces, and build your own operating system. What works for one person might be a cage for another.
The book isn't about answers. It's about questions. It's an invitation to start a conversation with yourself about what you truly value. The mentors offer countless compasses, not a single map.
And the ultimate takeaway for me is that there's no one right way to live a great life. There's only your way. This book gives you the permission and the courage to find it.
And honestly, if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It's just $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. So, in the end, Tribe of Mentors is a celebration of the messy, beautiful process of becoming who you are. The most important mentor you'll ever find is the one within yourself, guided by the wisdom of others. We'll see you in the next one.